days and come down like we don't know nothing about back there. See what they say if they think we just rode in.
Stop whining, Smoke, Swan said.
Go with it. You got no choice. You're right, Cordy. It'll give us a clue if she's going to play games.
They rode north till they were behind a rise, turned west to the road, then turned south. They were almost back to the crest when Mather, in the lead, yelled,
Yo! Look out!
Chapter 14.
We crossed the creek into the wood, walking our mounts behind Sindhu, who had scouted till he knew every leaf and twig of the surrounding terrain. He led us along a meandering game trail which paralleled the creek going westward. I wondered what had become of the game. We hadn't seen anything bigger than a squirrel. A few native deer might have eased the food problem, though neither Guni nor Shadar touch meat. It was a long walk. My companions grumbled and bickered. The watching presence centered on a grove on a knoll whence it would be possible to observe events in our camp. I'd lapsed. I'd been thinking too far ahead. If I'd had the sense of a goose, I'd have had a squad posted there. The outlying pickets were too scattered to spot everything moving in the area, even if people weren't sneaking around. Fugitives slipped through all the time. They left their traces. I had a good idea what I'd find on that knoll. Somebody from up north who'd heard rumors and had gotten worried that I might be trouble. I meant to be a lot for the Shadow Masters and anybody who got between us. We crossed the creek a few miles downstream, out of sight of the knoll, moved back to the east, and discovered that there was no way to approach the grove unseen the last third of a mile.
I told the men, All we can do is ride straight at it. Let's do it without getting in a hurry. Maybe they won't run till we're so close they can't get away.
I didn't know if they could control themselves. The excitement had them again. They were pumped up, scared and eager.
Let's go.
We'd covered half the open ground when the watchers flushed like quail.
Shadar,
somebody noted.
Yes, mounted Shadar in uniform, cavalry equipped. Jahamaraj Shah's men!
I snapped. The men cursed, even those who were Shadar. Jah was the leading Shadar priest in Taglios.
Croaker's doing.
Jah's concession to his debt hadn't lasted through the fighting at Dejagore. He and his cavalry had abandoned the field while the outcome was in question. Most of the men had seen them run, or had heard. I'd been pushing the idea that the battle would have been ours had Jah stood his ground. It could be true. Jah had contributed nothing when a feather's weight might have tilted the balance. I thought he'd run because he'd suffered an opportunistic flash. He'd intuited that the battle would go poorly and had decided to beat everybody home. He'd played a strong hand there because he'd be the only man with a military force, however inept, to back him up. He deserved some special thought now. I didn't have to order a chase. There were 5 Shadar. Their flight was proof they were Blackhearts. The men rode with blood in their eyes. Unfortunately, the Shadar were better riders. I did want to talk to them. I urged my stallion to his best pace and closed up fast. No everyday mount stood a chance against him. The Shadar hit the north road. As I nosed up on the most laggardly, the leader swept over the crest and collided with riders headed south. Horses shied, men yelled, riders came unhorsed.